Okay, hi guys. I'm back with another podcast today. We have a special guest, Chantel Ross, and she's going to talk to us about field hockey and hockey. Field hockey is a big sport for your girls, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, Chantel, fill us in on field hockey for John McRae and OFSA.
It was really, I guess, field hockey is really fun. Like, I guess it's a little hard if you're a left-handed shot in hockey or golf because you can only shoot right. I get, like, the team is really fun, and it's a big thing here at McRae. Sad every year we lose to LDH in the semis. But other than that, it's a great experience to play, mostly to get to know people, too.
Okay, so tell us about maybe, like, some people on the team that, like, you're now friends with that you weren't friends with before.
I think,
like, don't use names, cause I don't know if we can use names, but
definitely just girls who are in the younger grades, yeah, like grade 11 and 10.
Okay.
I didn't know them before, but now.
So when you were, so actually that's a good point. When you were, like, playing as, like, when you were younger, like, was it nice to, like, have almost, like, a little mentor as, like, grade 12? And, like, like looking up to kids that are older on the team?
Yeah, definitely, to see, like, what they do and, like, how they could tell me, like, how what to do during the play, like, because I'd never really played field hockey until high school. So they could definitely help me out more.
Talk to us about maybe some, like, the connections you made as, like, people that you wouldn't know, like, outside of, like, that. But, like, you played field hockey with them, so you met them.
Well, some girls that I didn't know before field hockey, they're probably one of my best friends now. So definitely making great connections through sports, mostly. And, yeah, they're great people, so.
Okay, and tell us about hockey then. How was hockey?
It's great. We won championships in grade 10.
I know, we have an advantage because we have the Walter Baker attached to our school.
Yeah, it's practices. True.
So,
we had, like, two practices.
So, talk to us about hockey, though. Like, how was all that? Did you enjoy
it? Yes. I was very sad there was not a team in grade 12 because of the whole not enough girls or whatever.
I know. That kind of sucks, actually. See, we need people. We need you guys listening to play next year so we can have a team. We need teams. Teams are the best part. So, tell us about winning. What was it like winning?
It's definitely a great feeling, I guess. Like, anytime you win at something, it's awesome.
I know, but how was it like winning high school sports? Like, was it, like, was it better than winning a regular season or worse?
I would say definitely not, because, I don't know, I guess your regular season, you definitely put, like,
yeah, I
more
agree.
Effort into that.
Yes, I agree.
Because you can't really, scouts don't come watch you play John McRae hockey, so.
You never know. There's always people in the stands.
Yeah, so I guess definitely more effort into the regular season that I play for. And, yeah.
Well, did you guys go to OFSA for hockey?
No, we were not in the OFSA league. I think we could have been this year, but there wasn't enough girls.
All right, so overall, what is your take on high school sports? Give the young kids some insight.
I think you should definitely play them, mostly if you're coming from a different school like I did. Coming into grade 9, not living in Barrhaven, it's definitely easier to make connections and stuff when you're on a team, because you're going to see them a lot more than just during classes or in the hallway. So definitely join a school team.
Okay, cool. And that's about it for today. So thank you, and we will see you next time. Okay, hey guys, we're here for another podcast today. It's just me, no Brody. Only one Brody. We're with Reed. Reed is pretty sporty guy. Yeah, you were on the podcast about lacrosse, weren't you?
No, I wasn't. This is my first podcast. I'm really excited to be here.
Oh, we cut you from the lacrosse one.
Didn't make the cut, but hopefully I can.
We talked about you in the lacrosse one. That's what it was. Yeah. Just me and Brody. So Reed has done something pretty interesting. He took film. So, I mean, I don't know. I didn't know I was going to like it too, but we're filming this movie for Reed's class, and it's actually super fun. So, Russell, tell us about what inspired you to take film this semester, and how much you like it now, and how much you wish you had taken it before.
Yeah, I didn't really know much about film before. I was looking through the options I could take the next year, and film looked interesting. I like watching movies and watching hockey games and all the media side of sports, so I decided that if I could learn a bit about media and film and related to sports, like I'm doing that for my movie, that it would be something I'd be interested in, and it's turned out I really enjoy it, and the people around me that are helping me in my movies and I'm working with them, they're all enjoying it, so it's really good.
That's pretty good. So tell us about something, maybe something like maybe the people in your class that like you, like did you know many of the people in your class before you took this class?
No, I took it just because I was interested in, I didn't know anyone that was going to be in it. It turned out I had a couple friends in the class and some other classmates I've had before, so it's a good group of classmates, and I sit at a table with a couple friends, and we work well together, and we do a lot of group projects, so it's a lot of fun.
It's not too bad. And just quickly tell us about like kind of the skills you've learned from this class just regarding to film that you didn't have before.
Well, I didn't really think much into film before. Like I just kind of, it was kind of like if I liked it or if I didn't like it or if I found it funny or scary or whatever. But now I see like the analysis side with all the lighting and all the editing and all the producing and stuff that goes into film and all the background work. I didn't realize how much effort and how much special effects and stuff are needed, and like how important like a sound is and having background people and just how the whole process goes down before, like I've really learned a lot, because before I just kind of had really basic knowledge on like that you use a camera, there's people in it, there's acting, and now I know like what it takes to make a movie and see like all the famous producers and like how hard they work and all the education stuff needed.
Yeah, I'm going to add on to this real quick, because I'm taking photo this semester. I know you took photo before, but I'll just picture my photo. I honestly had no idea how to use a camera, and I kind of hated it, but now after I took it, it's actually pretty fun, and I actually enjoy it actually a lot. And I actually learned like aperture, shutter speed, and I had no idea. That's how I just thought you took a normal picture, but now after being in photo for almost a full semester, I understand like how to take way better pictures. And I know you kind of went through the same thing with that for photo.
Yeah.
But the main thing here is just like even for classes, because we're talking about sports, and I know we're gonna do one with about student action or Relay for Life. But like we were mainly talking about sports. Like it's crazy. Like just the classes you can take to meet new people or do new things, learn new skills. So yeah, so overall, what are your thoughts on the film? Thumbs up for a class you didn't know?
Yeah, definitely a thumbs up. I was pretty skeptical, not knowing if I would like it or not, because I didn't know anything about it really. I took it hoping that I would be interested in it, and I've been interested more than I even imagined before.
Cool. So we're gonna check in a bit later, and I'll see you guys on the next podcast. Hey guys, we're here from the golf course today. We're live on Reed's movie set, and so Reed has a little project going on, make his own movie. So that's kind of another thing you can do in film, is we're out here, we're with all our buddies, and we're making a movie for his project. So it's going to be pretty fun, and we're going to keep this podcast short today because we got to do some filming. So Reed, tell us a bit about what your movie's about here.
It's our summative project in film class. We get to make a movie in a group. I got Talia, Brody, Graham, Patrick, people I sit with and come close with in film class throughout the semester. We're making a movie about a golfer. It's a documentary style about a golfer who goes through a downfall and tries to rise back up to the top. He's like the golf prodigy that's supposed to make it and be the best golfer in the world. And you have to watch the movie to see if he achieves that goal or not.
So tell us about what's the movie called?
We actually don't have a title. We don't have a title yet for the movie. We got the screenplay, the script, everything written. But I guess we're gonna have to come up with a title pretty soon.
Will Leon Forrest be at the PGA Tour this year, or?
Leon Forrest, the main character, based off of Tiger Woods. Instead of Tiger Woods, we were gonna do Lion Forrest, but we decided that we'd go with Leon, add a little spice to his name. I'm not sure. We'll see where Leon goes. You'll have to watch the movie. It should be coming out around June 17th, I believe. And
That's pretty soon. That's a lot of editing you got to get down there.
Yeah, my part of the project is to be the editor. So I'm the editor. I'm going to have to grind out some late nights, editing the film, making this movie like good enough to be in the theaters.
Yeah, makes sense. So that's just another example, guys, of something you can do that's like super fun in high school. Honestly, get involved with everything you can. Anything you even think you're interested in, get involved. Like, we're out in class now, we're filming a freaking movie. So, yeah, honestly, I'll see you guys later.